Sex and Money with Jess is a podcast dedicated to helping you deepen your relationship with yourself and others when it comes to sex and money. I'm your host, Jess, and my mission is to give you the tools to step outside of your comfort zone and into your empowered self. Here, I encourage you to let go of shame and societal pressures and reimagine your future the way you want it. If you're ready to gain more confidence, feel sexier, and become more secure in your finances, I invite you to put on your favorite outfit, pull out your bank statements, and let's get started. Episode 48. It's a little surreal that we're here. And I want to thank each and every one of you who have listened to one or all episodes for taking the time out of your day to listen, to be open and interested in learning more about sex and money and how it exists in life. And there really is no one size fits all for this. For decades, the topics of sex and money have intrigued me, and I've wanted to dive in and learn more and talk to people about it and get to know people's differing perspectives and just understand what each of these topics mean to people, while also simultaneously opening their eyes, opening their minds to all the different intricacies that exist within these topics, how they blend together and how they are very different from one another, how we can approach them similarly in life, but how we also need to approach them differently, how they coexist together in relationships, and how they affect our policies within political and legal situations. Two of the biggest things that humans are consistently coming face to face with are the concepts of sex and money. And it's not just a concept, it is your lived experience every single day, whether voluntarily or involuntarily, whether consensually or not. And they are deep topics, they are heavy topics, they are exciting topics and joyful topics and every emotion in between. And I think it's one of those things that is my life mission to have them talked about more, to bring them to the forefront of our conversations and not hide them behind closed doors or underneath rugs or hidden in our small, quiet voices. I want us to be able to talk to our partners about what it is that sex means to us and what it is that we want to have in our sexual lives. I also want us to be able to talk to our partners about the financial futures that we're trying to build. And I want us to learn things about both because they're human. It's innate to us. We grow up being force-fed these topics, whether we want to be or not. Parents try to silence the topic of sex. Churches try to make it seem like this terrible thing until you reach a certain destination in life. But the thing is we're all born with sexual organs and sexual body parts. And so we shouldn't silence it. We should embrace it. And finances and money is what makes the world go round. And it's not going anywhere anytime soon. So having words around it and having conversations around it from childhood to adulthood is super, super important. And that's why it's my goal to continue to talk about this and to continue to have these conversations and to continue to bring the taboo out of the darkness and into the light. And into your guys' ears to give you food for thought, to give you something to think about and for something to converse about with people in your life, because it is super, 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 super important. So here we are at episode 48. And I have more episodes coming in the future, but I'm really excited to just be here. To me, this feels like a milestone. For me, this feels like a long journey that has finally reached a solid point, and it excites me and it brings me joy. I haven't recorded in a couple of months because of life, and I've been telling myself, you need to sit back down with the mic, you need to, get to episode 48, and I'm here, and I'm happy about that. And I'm happy about all the things that I've talked about and all the things that I've been able to share with all of you. I brought my good friend on to talk about real estate because I'm in the process of trying to buy a home at some point. These are things that are important to me, but I also know are important to other people. And that's why I wanted to talk about it. The topics of sex and money aren't going anywhere on this podcast or in life. Things are going to shift around a little bit. We're going to bring in some other things and we're going to do more. But it's been a fun journey. It's been a road to get here, and it's been such a blessing to be able to do this. And I'm excited, and I can't wait for what the future brings. And I also can't wait for what your future brings now that you've taken the time to talk about these and listen about this. And I may not know you personally. I may never, ever meet you in life, but just you being here and you listening to this podcast makes me happy. Not because you're listening to me, but because that means that you're going to go into the world and you're going to share your perspective, whether it's with one person or with a lot of people. And you're going to open up conversation and you're going to create forward momentum with bringing sex and money away from the taboo and into the normalcy, because that's what we need. So, whether or not you've listened to one episode or whether or not you have listened to all, I thank you for being here. And I also challenge you to talk to people. Ask them what their thoughts are. Talk to your partner, talk to your parents, talk to your children, talk to your friends. You'd be surprised at what you yourself can learn from other people, but you'd also might be surprised at how you might shape somebody else's life by being comfortable to talk about these topics. You might in turn shape somebody else and make them more comfortable talking about it. So I encourage you to go out there and share your thoughts with the world. Don't force yourself upon someone. Everything is about consent, but be open. And it might be scary at first, it might make you nervous, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes. So, thank you again for being here. Thank you for giving me your ear to listen. And I really do truly hope that in these past 48 episodes that you learned something. And that you took something away. And as always, if you wouldn't mind leaving a review, that would be great. Share an episode or two with people, that would be awesome. But yeah, I'm grateful for you and grateful for this space and this time to be able to talk about things that I hold near and dear to my heart. So I wish you a blessed day. I wish you a wonderful year ahead. 2025, I hope, is miraculous for many of us. And I look forward to popping in your ear in the future to continue talking about sex and money, but also to bring in other topics. So thank you again. I will talk to you all later. I love you. Thank you for listening. I hope this episode left you feeling more confident in the future you are creating. I would love to hear your thoughts on the podcast, so please leave a review. And remember, sharing is caring. If you know somebody who could benefit from this podcast on their own personal journey, please share it with them. What I know we need more of in this world are people who are thriving in their financial and sexual lives. And if you're ready to dive in deeper, please go to lovealwaysjess.com. www.mindfulnessmedicine.com/get-started to find out more ways that you can work with me. May your day and week ahead be filled with love. See you next week.